I am Plant on the Line. This is thecommentary.ca. AJ Puri joins me now. We're going to discuss politics and the number of elections around us. He's been active for years in the Liberal Party of Canada, and he's a member of the Canadians for Obama organization. We'll also look at Vancouver politics, as he's also a member of Vision Vancouver, a research associate with the Center for Addictions Research of BC. AJ Puri also blogs at masalaman.blogspot.com. Please welcome to the Plant on the Line program, AJ Puri. Good morning, Mr. Puri.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for the invitation.
The leaders' debate on Thursday. Did you watch that, or were you watching Biden and Palin?
No, it was so difficult, but I actually ended up trying to multitask and doing both at the same time.
Like most, like everyone, yeah.
Exactly.
Except I was glued into the Canadian debate. But
I found that one a lot more substantive and a little bit more entertaining, actually.
As a member of the Liberal Party, did you see Stéphane Dion get a bounce from the debate?
Bounce in what terms?
In terms of that people are more comfortable with him, perhaps?
Well, I'm always more, real about what happens. I think for Dion, even though I love the man, and actually when I went to the leadership convention when we had to select our leader back in 06, I was for Joel Kennedy. But I did like Dion only because he was very true to what he believed in, and he actually knows his stuff quite well. He's a really good policy guy. So I think that's his strength, and I think that's what a lot of people like, the genuinity, rather than just speaking politics.
And did they see that, though, in the debate?
Well, that's what I'm hearing. Yeah, so in terms of that, for me, I think for him having lower expectations of most people and then coming in at the debate pretty good, I think people are kind of impressed with him, saying, well, he's not that bad in terms of his English and how he communicates his ideas. I know in the end, though, in terms of comparing him to the other leaders that were at the table and more fluent and more articulate in the English, that might have been a thing. But I think in terms of what people had perceived about him, he was able to actually have some more time to talk, which I think really helped him.
Why do you think it is that people sort of had these lower expectations? Was it could we blame the Conservatives' ads and the painting him as a bumbler and as feckless, perhaps, that stuck with Canadians, that they believed that?
It's true, and I do think it is truthful as well that his English isn't as strong as it should be, but at the same time, it's his policies and how he and his points that are really important. So as long as he can come across with that, or people can come away with what he's trying to say. So I think, the other parties do good damage to his perception of his abilities to communicate his ideas, but I also think it's also the media. And I think they really like getting people who can talk particularly. So even though the team approach is taken on by the Dion team in terms of having Bob Ray and ACTF and the other leaders come to the forefront, I also think whenever Dion, he says a lot, he goes to a lot of events all the time. For some reason, he's just not in the media. So I think not him being as exposed also makes people a little bit more worried about his abilities.
For the Liberals, what's the goal on October 14th? Is it to win government, or is it to have a respectable showing, to be a very strong opposition? Is that the goal?
Well, I'm not as involved as I usually am, and we can get to that later in the interview because you'll find out why. But I do think, of course, it's get out the vote, and it's not the idea of, we always campaign in the idea that we want to win as much as we can, and we inspire all our volunteers and all the other fundraising and everything else that we do to try to do as much as we can. So even if we have a stronghold, like say Udo Bassange is writing, the idea is not just to make sure we have enough vote, it's always to ensure that we have a strong vote and a high percentage, because that shows, how much of the community wants various different individuals and leaders in those areas to be there. So it's always about winning as many as we can, and as you know, BC is a great battleground. So it's not like we're not real about it in terms of, there might be a majority for us or not. It's more about ensuring that we have strong representation and we actually deliver the votes. Because as a Liberal Party, the one thing about working with them, they're unbelievable at delivering votes.
Oh, yeah.
And the strategies that they employ are just remarkable. I don't think the NDP or any other smaller parties would have it, but I think the Conservatives never had it as well because they were joint. The faction with the CA and the Reform, but I think the Liberals have that base. And of course now, with the Conservatives joining, they're really getting stronger. So yes, we are worried, but I don't think it's something that we're not too, getting ourselves, retreating. We're still fighting identified in all the writings that are key.
Why aren't you involved in the current campaign?
I like Obama.
And you're more focused on that, I guess, with...
Absolutely, and I think for me, I mean, even though, like I mentioned, I love Dion and his politics, and I really like Canadian politics, for me, that's always going to be there. And I really would like to have a change of government, being a Liberal member and also being a little more progressive. Yet for me, the bigger impact in the world at the moment, I think, is the U.S., and I think especially what's happening with the economy, but also what's happening in terms of how they relate to other countries in terms of wars and how they deal with them. I think it's really important to have somebody progressive in there. And we really need a change in the States as well. So for me, that was one of the things that came out to me, seeing them speak at, you know, the Democratic Convention a while back, and then now getting more involved and more involved in terms of volunteering and helping my friends get involved more and go down to the States and help Obama, meet Obama, you know, and do all those things that really, I think, inspire a lot of people for that kind of thing. And I think he's great at that. So for me, I think, yes, the leadership is a big deal. So Dion versus Obama. And at the same time, I think the U.S. has more potential for the world. So getting more involved on that front to make sure there's change in the world in a progressive way.
Do you find that for Canadians, at least, that we're paying more attention to the American campaign than we are the Canadian campaign?
Absolutely, with my friends who are not liberals, but I mean, I'm a very diverse guy and I hang out with everyone, people from Conservatives, NDP, and people who are apolitical. I mean, a lot of them don't even know the election's happening, what day it's happening, how to vote, what their writing is, and it's pretty sad. Yet when I ask them about Obama and Biden versus Palin and, you know, and McCain, they just go all out. They know so much. So it could be media coverage. I mean, people are more interested in that. But also, I think, yeah, the big reform happening there as well, because there is that change, potential change for, you know, changing parties and stuff.
But back to the Canadian campaign for just a sec. We'll talk more about American politics, but I'm interested in some of the seats in Vancouver.
Yes.
Vancouver Centre, is Hedy Fry safe?
I think she will be. She is a strong woman. She's had it for a long time. She beat Kim Campbell, and a lot of people do respect her. I mean, there are different factions, and I do think with four strong candidates running in that riding, it's going to be a tough battle. But I think this is the challenge for her, and she will step up to it. Adrian Carr, as we know, is a Green Party leader in BC, and Michael Byer is an amazing professor. Yeah, I don't think he has that experience in terms of politicking. He does have a strong team that I found out. And Lorne Mancourt, we know, is very seasoned as well, so he can really get the right side vote in Neil Town and other kind of community type vote. But I do think Hedy will keep it.
Vancouver Kingsway, my riding. Are you in Kingsway or are you in East?
I'm East, actually.
Yeah. Well, East, is that safe for Libby Davies?
I think it will be absolutely safe. Yeah.
Kingsway, then?
Wendy Yee and Don Davies.
Wendy Ewan and Don Davies, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting, and I don't know how to read that one. I think, I really don't know. I mean, you probably know better on the ground from what we hear, because there are a lot of people who are liberal-minded and also left-leaning in that riding, yet what David Emerson did in terms of jumping ship gives the image of the Liberal Party a little bit bad of a name. And then in terms of ethnic bloc voting and whatnot, and ethnic voting, it might have a factor as well.
Another competitive riding in the city is Quadra.
Mm-hmm.
Joyce Murray won the by-election earlier this year, I believe.
Yes, but not by much votes. It was under 1,000 votes. I think it was under 500 votes.
Yeah, I thought it was in like 200 or something.
I think 237, exactly.
Yeah. She's up against Deborah Meredith, the Conservative. They're running again.
That's right, law professor at UBC as well.
What are they saying in Quadra?
Oh, they're working really hard. They really don't know how that one's going to go. So it's all about delivering that vote, getting out those voters, because polling, you know, it means one thing. But in that riding, the Liberals, again, with the strong teams that they have, were able to deliver the vote in that riding. And, of course, you know, Stephen Owen was amazing for that riding. You know, people had a lot of faith for him, so it brought good vibe for the Liberal Party.
What does Dion have to do on the 14th as a leader to keep his job? Is
after
his job
14th,
safe?
Yeah. You know, it's going to be interesting. I really think the main thing for him is to keep encouraging that team approach of ensuring that all the people that are available on his team that are strong leaders continue doing what they're doing. And I think I like that. And in addition to that, Dion really has to step up to the plate and actually start working on some of the faults of Harper's and the things that he's changed to show the Canadians that there are changes that have happened over the 2 years. Because the main comment I'm getting from all my colleagues and friends is that, well, he hasn't done too much. You know, things are running, the country is doing okay, despite the economy and with the potential of the fallout. It looks like it's okay, he hasn't really changed much. Yet when they look at the policy by policy things that Harper's done, what he's cut, is unbelievable compared to the Liberals. And I think Dion really has to strengthen that and focus on those kind of things. And if he does a little bit more of that in the next 2 weeks, it shows how he's different and how he will help families and the things that he's trying to go for, I think he'll do really well.
The organization Canadians for Obama, you helped found that, did you?
We did, yeah. It was myself and another Liberal, and actually another friend who's not politically involved too much, but now he is. He actually did all that stuff with Yushchenko when, in Ukraine in terms of elections back in the Orange Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
So he's pretty political, but in Canadian politics, he kept different. He kept out of it. But now he's quite involved in the U.S. one as well. So Braden Carey, he's the Young Liberals of Canada president. In BC, Young Liberals of Canada, BC chapter. So he's the president of that. So he founded it with myself and my friend Andre Mashenko. So we founded it officially around January, and it's been going pretty strong since then. I mean, of course, we're all doing our own day jobs and doing our own activities, yet this group is a good medium for people to come together with this common interest of helping and supporting Obama. So we try to connect people who are interested in A, voting, so if they're dual citizens, how do they get to vote, how do they get their mail-in ballot, and who to direct them to get that set up. So, of course, this is a Democratic, you know, we favor Democrats, so we help the Democrats get their ballots and the process of which ridings, which, you know, states they can vote in, or is it Democrats abroad. So we do that, as well as we do a lot of phone banking. So we can do out-of-state phone banking. So we help a lot of people set up Skype, for instance, or telephones and using calling cards to call individuals in the states to ensure that they go out and vote and that they know what's going on.
And how much time do you spend with this organization? Like, how much time do you guys spend on your activities?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's hard to say, but at the same time, we know that hours that we put in are always well worth it. So the more we put in, great, the less we don't. But whatever hour we do put in, it really helps and makes a big difference. Overall, I mean, in the summertime, even with the campaigns in the states, they were dying down. So we didn't do much in the summer. But in February, March, when he was going against Clinton, we spent a lot of time doing it. So probably about 5 hours a week each of us put in. And then, of course, this month we'll probably put in a lot more, and, of course, a lot in November. And then in February and March we did that as well. We went down to Everett. Braden Carey, the other individual that co-founded it, he went to seven states on his own dime, on his own pocket, and volunteered on those particular campaigns in each of those states to win. So it was very interesting, and he has amazing stories. I was able to go to Everett, and Andre got to go to, I think, 3 or 4 states. So it made a big difference. And now we're trying to organize people to go to many of the swing states, and that's really exciting. So we have about at least 8 to 10 people going to Virginia. And we have about, I think, 3 or 4 going to Ohio. And then there's a group that's trying to go mainly from UBC to Nevada.
And it, besides being important to you guys,
mm-hmm.
the people involved in this organization, it must be fun to be involved in the American political process, at least participating in it some way, isn't it?
Yeah, and for me personally, like, I was very naive on how youth presidential elections work and what are the runnings of it. Canadians, no problem, and how the Canadian system works. It's unbelievable how it works in there. Of course, there's so much actually potential and pros of it compared to ours, yet I still look a lot of what we do. But it's really interesting in terms of, so when we went to Everett, Washington, for instance, when we were doing the Clinton versus Obama, they had caucusing. And I've never seen caucusing. I don't know if you've had an experience of caucusing. But it's so interesting to be in a town hall type environment. We were at a little high school, but the gyms were packed. There were 3-4 gyms because they love their sport. So one high school had 4 gyms, and they were packed with people alphabetically placed and riding specific districts in Everett. And it was so interesting to see these Obama people with their stickers and then having Clinton people with their stickers. and then voting with their hands for who they want as their candidate, and then someone having a second round of that. And so the undecideds were able to talk to these Clinton or Obama people and switch or decide afterwards. It was really interesting for people to be like, this is why you should support Clinton, this is why you should support Obama, and people on the cuff would be like, okay, and then they support that candidate. So really interesting to see that part of the process. You know, it's not like a debate, it's more, this is the vote, this is the count. And it was really interesting to see all that.
You've just talked about how much you're all working in the next month or so,
yeah,
with the organization.
That's right.
Isn't it interesting as an Obama supporter that despite everything that's happened, that it's still down to the wire, that it'll still be, it's still half and half, we still don't know what'll happen on November 4th?
Yeah, I mean, politics, if there's two parties, that's what happens, right? So if Nader had a little bit more support or he was in this debate, it might have been different, but no. I think if we're having just those two parties, it's always going to be neck and neck, and I think it's kind of sad for me to see that, but I do also think that there's also that momentum behind Obama. So I think it should be okay.
Let's touch on municipal politics for just a sec here for the next couple minutes that we have left with you. Roberts and Ladner, I guess we're not interested because we've got the American election, we've got the federal election, we've got two by-elections coming up provincially.
That's right.
And I guess when's the city vote? That's in the middle of November, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So are we not paying attention to the race, obviously, is that right?
I think that's the beauty of living right now. There's so much change and potential for change, so many elections, and we're just getting overloaded, the people who are involved. And I think it's really burning out a lot of people. The main organizers that I've spoken with, a lot of them from the Liberals and NDP, they're just like working so many hours. It's just, they go from campaign to campaign. And I think, yeah, you're right. A lot of people are trying to focus on the municipal stuff, but there's so many other things to finish first. And these people that are involved in the parties, like myself and a lot of others who do a lot more work, are just drained. So I think after the November 4th, Obama and the general election in the States, I think then that week and 2 weeks will be just full-out amount of work. And especially after the Canadian ones on the 14th, I think that will happen in terms of what's going to happen here. But it is going to be a really exciting run, and I think a lot of people are going to be involved. I think this will be the biggest turnout ever in Vancouver, and I think any major city in Canada type in terms of turnout. I mean, having Vision Vancouver have 6,000 people turn out to the council member vote, not just the leadership vote, but 6,000 or 4,000 to 6,000 come out, that's just unbelievable. That's unheard of.
You're predisposed to Robertson and Vision Vancouver, but it still a horse race between Ladner and him?
It's hard to read. I mean, of course I am biased, but I do think it might be a little bit close. I mean, a lot of people within the NPA and also more business-friendly people are wanting a change from Sam Sullivan, and having Peter Ladner in there, it makes a big difference for them. And I think him being in council and him being a little bit more progressive in people's minds, it looks like he might be a well contender, and I think it might be close. And of course, how they recruited their council members and how they tried to keep diversity in their thing and, you know, choose various Asian people on the council and whatnot. It's going to be interesting. I mean, there's a lot of things at play at this municipal level, and I think Frances Bula has done a great job on her blog on trying to capture all that stuff, and, you know, she gets a lot of hits. So it's really interesting. But, yeah, let's see what happens.
We will have you on again, I guess, before the municipal campaign is over next month.
Mm-hmm, that'd be great, because there's a lot more gossip and things that will happen, I'm sure, on that level.
AJ, I appreciate your time today.
Mm-hmm.
Give my best to Manish and your dad.
I'm great. Thanks so much, Joseph.
You're very welcome. The blog is masalaman.blogspot.com. For the commentary, I'm Joseph Fonta.